Good evening. You're listening to English Waves. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The mobilization is preparing for a new day of action tomorrow. It will be the 10th since the start of the protest. Territorial intelligence expects between 650,000 and 900,000 demonstrators throughout France, with the strong participation of young people. They could be 100,000 to demonstrate, which is 3 times more than last week. And the head of state has been receiving the heavy weights of the majority since noon, starting with Elisabeth Borne. The prime minister wishes to appease the country. She will launch a series of consultations over 3 weeks with parliamentarians, political parties, representatives of local elected officials, and social partners. And then don't worry for the participants of the Paris Marathon that will take place on Sunday as planned. The organizer ASSO firmly denied the rumors of cancellation due to the mobilizations concerning the reform. In the rest of the news, the trial of a father accused of the murder of his daughter began before the court of Vaucluse. The man is suspected of having drowned his 11-year-old child in the Rhône. The little girl was found with her hands tied in July 2020 in Avignon, a tragedy committed against a backdrop of tensions and separation between the parents. The verdict is expected on Wednesday. And a macabre discovery was made in Chartres. The body of a woman was found yesterday afternoon on the Chartres Expo construction site. According to the first elements of the investigation, the victim's throat was slit. We do not yet know her identity. An autopsy will take place to determine the exact circumstances of her death. Also, the website of the National Assembly is targeted by a cyber attack. It has been under maintenance since midday, and according to information communicated by AFP, the operation was carried out by professional Russian hackers. Finally, it's a first in France. The municipality of Saint-Ouen in Seine-Saint-Denis is launching today an experiment with menstrual leave. It is intended for its agents suffering from painful periods. The women concerned will have the possibility of taking up to 2 days off, adjusting their schedule, or working from home without any days being deducted. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.